Well, the Messenger office, like Messenger Publications, which I run here as well as the magazine, have always published pamphlets. Like, I got one today, a man brought it in, he found it at home. Something about the Spanish Civil War, it was very political in 1936. But anyway, we've always published lots of pamphlets. They say every Jesuit wrote a pamphlet. Every saint was written about. But in the last few years now, mainly through our marketing managers, Cecilia West, and then Father Paddy Carberry, who's the editor of books, we have published a lot of books on Ignatian spirituality, prayer, and other books. So in Advent, we had some lovely ones that sold very well. Some of them at a fiver, that'll be bought in a parish bookshop, and others of a more serious nature. And we have some coming out now for Lent.
So tell me about the upcoming books.
One is Dipping into Lent by Alan Hilliard. Father Alan Hilliard is chaplain in DIT in Bolton Street. And he has a book of 40 reflections, and you can dip into them. Lent, now, 40 days is a long time for people, so there's plenty of books relating something to every day's gospel. This is one you can dip in and out of with a lovely photograph with each of them. That's Dipping into Lent, which is due into the shops mid-January. We also have a lovely little book, Stations of the Soul, which is a small book of Stations of the Cross. And also coming out is Father Tom Casey, lecturer in Maynooth, has written a book, Wisdom of the Crossroads, on the content of all Father Michael Paul Gallagher's work, who died 2 years ago. That'll be a very interesting book, especially for people who lived through that time in Ireland. Coming out.
What angle is he coming at it from? Because you did do Michael Paul's autobiography, which was a very big seller for you.
His own book, Into Extra Time, was about his illness of cancer. This is a book gathering together his insights about faith. Michael Paul, since about the 1970s, has been writing about faith, development of faith, growth of faith. Very much a man about the imagination, about understanding one's own faith journey.
And particularly in the light of culture and modern culture.
And he lectured in Rome for years. He's out of Ireland for a long time. He's written many, many books himself. So that gathers together strands of his work, like imagination, modernism, postmodernism, and so on.
Also, Tom himself is a Jesuit.
Yes. He's also written a lovely book on Mary, The Smile of God. That will come out in May. Also coming out is Father Tom Morrissey's book on Archbishop Daniel Murray of Dublin, which would be a classic historical work about a bishop who hasn't been written about yet. So that's due out in March sometime.
He's an interesting guy, Archbishop Murray. That book probably will generate interest among historians.
Yes. Yeah. Some other books that are online to come out. We have good books by Father Finbar Lynch on prayer, and he's due to publish again. We have a book coming out on Saints in the Family, Thinking of the World Meeting of Families, by Father John Murray.
When will that be published?
That will be published towards June, July, coming up towards the World Meeting of Families. So they're some of the ones that are coming out, and they're trying to be books that will appeal to the reflective Catholic, Christian, anyone in fact. Somebody with simple but not simplistic faith would love them. And we're always on the lookout. There's another one coming out, an Ignatian A to a Z, co-published with Loyola Press, which is everything about Ignatian spirituality with a little paragraph about it by Jim Manny.
Jim Manny is very good. He wrote an excellent book on the examined prayer of St. Ignatius.
And we have that. Also, a lot of the Loyola Press Ignatian books are on sale on our website, www.messenger.ie/bookshop. And the Ignatian books from Loyola Press are there. We've also a book coming out in September, co-published with them, Pope Francis' Replies to Letters from the Elderly. It'll be lovely to have it at the end of August. We'll see what we can do about that. And that was a follow-up to the very popular Pope Francis' Letters to Children.
That was a New York Times bestseller, and you were also the publishers here in Ireland.
In Ireland, yeah.
Sold very well for you.
We were also the distributors in Britain.
And that book, I think we look forward to that, because certainly the New York Times bestseller, Pope Francis' Letters to Children, Dear Pope Francis, was an amazing book, because he used that. It's his way of really teaching the catechism as he sees it, and he used those letters. And it wasn't just to children he was talking,
exactly,
and some very good theology expressed very simply for people. So it'll be very interesting to see how he takes the wisdom of elders. He has a great belief in elderly people and how they should be treated.
In fact, until the end of February, we have what we call a great messenger book sale. Some books are reduced and some of them are bargain basement ones.
Well, I see you're all holding it out here. Father Brown, I see as well, the Jesuit.
We're offering a lot of his books at a reduced price. Mm. I did books on the gospel reflections for each liturgical year, so we're giving them three for the price of two. An interesting book by Father Brendan Comerford, S.J., is The Pilgrim's Story, A Very Good Life of St. Ignatius Loyola, and also then With Christ in Service, edited by Father Paddy Carberry, and part two is going to come soon of that. With Christ in Service is Lives of Jesuits. You can get the two of them for €15.
They're very good. Yeah. I've read both of those, and this has been very well received. The Pilgrim's Story is a very profound introduction to the spirituality of Ignatius. So.
And the other thing about the second copy, or the second edition of With Christ in Service, will include the life of Father John Hyde, very well known in Rann, Tullamore, Tullabeg. And so we'll be looking forward to that. Now, that'll take a while. It'll be towards the end of the year.